we've been having our sort of special check your system week. We talked to Robert Glashütner yesterday.
He introduced the whole what's coming up this week. We're talking about Betriebssysteme this week. And every day in the morning show, we're taking one Betriebssystem and looking at it. And today, Dave, just for you, it's
I'm not a Mac fanboy, okay? I'm not a Mac fanboy. Well, I'm a little bit. Oh, yes, I am, okay. That's beside the point. The fact that we're starting off this week, our very first special guest will be dealing with the Mac system. He's a specialist dealing with Mac OS X. It has nothing to do with which particular system the morning show prefers. It's just the way the dice rolled, sort of.
Anyway, more coming up soon.
Exactly. After we deal with the headlines, because it is coming up now on 9 o'clock. Time for the news.
FM4.
Tensions rise again in Kyrgyzstan. Oh, it's going to be one of those mornings. The European Court is to deliver a key ruling on university restrictions. Hear the details with Jenny Johnson.
FMC. In Kyrgyzstan, the interim government has announced that the deposed president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, no longer has presidential immunity and has called on him to surrender. The administration, which took over power last week, says force will be used to arrest him if he doesn't give himself up. Bakiyev was removed from office following violent protests, but has refused to resign and has been attempting to rally support in the south of the country. World leaders have started a major summit on nuclear security in Washington. President Barack Obama is hosting representatives from nearly 50 countries. The conference has heard warnings of the danger of nuclear terrorism and is aimed at outlining a plan to prevent the theft or smuggling of nuclear materials. Ian Kearns is the research director of the British American Security Information Council.
What we're concerned about with nuclear terrorism is terrorist groups getting either a nuclear weapon from a rogue state of some description, or getting the material to make their own weapon by accumulating it from different sources through theft and raiding existing nuclear facilities. And one of the things that's very worrying is that there is a black market in the fissile material. We know some of this stuff goes missing. We know some of it is stolen. And we know people are trying to buy it.
A new study suggests there's been substantial progress in reducing the global number of deaths of women in pregnancy or childbirth. The research was published in the British medical journal The Lancet. The BBC's Jane Draper reports.
This latest study suggests that drives to improve the health and education of women in developing countries, to encourage them to have smaller families, and to ensure they are attended by skilled helpers when giving birth, might finally be paying off. The researchers estimate there were 343,000 maternal deaths around the world in 2008, compared with more than 500,000 in 1980. Parts of Latin America, North Africa, and the Middle East have made good progress, but countries where many women still die include India, Ethiopia, and Afghanistan.
The European Court of Justice is due to deliver a key ruling today on the issue of university entrance restrictions for EU and other foreign nationals. The ruling concerns Belgium, but will be closely watched in Austria because of the current restrictions imposed on EU and non-EU nationals wanting to study medicine here. Today's weather, rainy in Lower Austria, Vienna and Burgenland, and some of that rain will be persistent. Elsewhere, a mix of showers and sunny periods, and maximum temperatures between 5 and 11 degrees where the sun's out, up to 14.
Just remember this.
FM Fear Morning Show.
One more thing.
With Dave Dempsey.
Yes, the magical words, where the sun's out, 14. Well, we'll deal with that as it is. The sun is up. It's time to get a rolling. We're going to move on now musically with N Horse and Camp Out before we get down.
Check the system.
FM4 unterwegs im Betriebssystem.
Yeah. We are celebrating the Betriebssystem, celebrating the operating system at FM4, which means we're going to talk about different computer systems all week. And right now, we're kicking it off with Mac OS X. Easy enough, right? We're going to be looking at various aspects of it, for example.
Also wir schauen uns jetzt die ganze Woche über an, also wo liegen jetzt die Vorteile und Nachteile der einzelnen Systeme. Und jeden Tag kommt eben ein anderer Experte zu Gast. Und heute ist es der Pepi Zawodzki, der mit dir, Dave, und mit mir über Mac OS X zum Beispiel reden wird.
Yes, an IT security expert also works as a macOS system administrator is what I have in front of me. I know we were talking just before that you're a system administrator for some, as a freelancer for other larger companies. And, excuse me, I need to make sure that there's enough room here. How did you get started? How did you get into actually doing sysadmin for OS X?
Well, I started with classic macOS days in the late 90s, or late 80s actually, and started sysadmin work at a small Apple dealer in Vienna in the late 90s, and have been doing the transition from macOS 9 to macOS 10, so it was a logical choice for me to stay with the platform I like.
So you're very much then focused on OS 10. Have you played around with any other systems at a system administration level?
Yeah, of course. One gets forced to look at other systems from time to time.
Forced to. I see where we could go with this one, but I'm not yet going to. Now, you've been doing it since the end of the 80s. That would mean you've gone through the entire system 7, 8, 9, the transition, like you mentioned, from
that's correct.
9 all the way up now to 10.6, which was sort of difficult. What would you say now of all that? What are some of the best aspects of working with OS X for you?
Well, it's clearly the user interface, which I really like. It's very comfortable. It gets out of the way. I can get done what I need to do. And Apple has really managed well to hide the Unix underpinnings of macOS X from the user, which does not need to deal with it, but it's perfectly possible to work with every Unix aspect you want.
And there's a bit of a cliche out there that Macs are mostly for the creative branch, the whole like designer and marketing types, and nobody else in the real world actually uses that system because it's a toy. It's an old cliche. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So I'm curious, how many of your what types of companies are you actually working with? What areas are? Is it all designer types in like with bad haircuts and plucked eyebrows, or?
No, it's actually quite the contrary. There's different companies from the medical department with very specialized tools and needs, like doing video streaming from a live surgery for educational purposes, and some graphical work, of course. Classic markets are still very alive and kicking. And there's also other companies that have started using the Mac in the recent years.
There has been a change, I guess. We're going to play another track, and then we'll get into some of the side effects of that particular transition and talk a little bit about fangirls, fanboys, and flame wars. Big J, yes, we can, and we are talking about operating systems together here with Pepe Zawodzki, who is an IT expert in, especially, particularly dealing with OS X. So, now, we've already mentioned that you've been using Macintosh since 87. You've gone through various iterations of the system from really the bare bones of way back in the day up until now the current software, which is basically worlds apart from what you started with. You seem to be fairly passionate about using Macintosh. Are you a fanboy?
Ein bisschen. Ich versuche, das Fanboytum runterzuhalten.
Dann brich's jetzt für mich Laien da mal runter. Was macht Mac jetzt für dich? Also du hast ja auch mit anderen Systemen zu tun gehabt, weil es ganz einfach beruflich bedingt ist. Was macht Mac für dich jetzt so user-friendly, so gut, so besser als die anderen, für dich persönlich jetzt?
Auch als technisch versierter Systemadministrator ist man letztendlich auch ganz normaler Benutzer und User. Und ich genieße sehr die sehr konsistente und einfache Benutzeroberfläche. Die grafische Oberfläche ist nicht im Weg, sondern verschwindet im Hintergrund und lässt mich meine Arbeit machen.
Okay.
And security-wise?
Da muss Apple noch einiges dazulernen und schneller reagieren.
Von was sprecht ihr? Er nickt euch so wissend zu.
Well, no, I'm actually curious. Because one of the classic things, if you're going to get in a typical flame war, one thing that's going to be mentioned, with, say, from a Mac side, a Mac fanboy will say, we don't have all the viruses and we're more secure and everything is great. And the Windows side will say, well, that's just because actually you're just as insecure, but nobody cares about your platform, roughly speaking.
der Mac ist leider nicht mehr diese Bastion, für die er gehalten wird. Also auch ein Mac hat Sicherheitslücken, so wie jedes andere Betriebssystem auch. Es ist allerdings so, dass man weniger exponiert ist mit dem Mac. Also es gibt weniger Viren oder Würmer oder solche Sachen, existieren in der freien Wildbahn am Mac nicht. Aber es gibt durchaus auch Sicherheitslücken, die am Mac tragend werden.
Und kannst du uns vielleicht jetzt also noch Tipps auf dem Weg mitgeben? Für mich jetzt als, wenn ich jetzt sagen würde, ich würde das gerne mal ausprobieren, aber das schaut so ganz anders aus. So easy ways to get into it.
Du meinst einen Einstieg in macOS 10, wie du das leicht machen kannst?
Genau. Was wäre da am wichtigsten zum Beachten?
Das Einfachste ist, du schaust dich im Freundeskreis um, da ist bestimmt schon ein oder zwei oder noch mehr Mac-User dabei und fragst einfach mal, ob du dir das System anschauen darfst, ob sie dir was zeigen können oder du gehst in eines der vielen Geschäfte und spielst einfach mal damit rum. Einfach
worauf ich eigentlich raus wollte, ist der Umstieg überhaupt so groß, wenn man jetzt von, ich weiß nicht, Windows auf Mac umsteigt? Oder sind nicht die Benutzeroberflächen eh schon auch recht ähnlich?
Es nähert sich alles immer mehr aneinander an. Alle kupfern voneinander ab. Das macht Apple genauso, indem sie Sachen von anderen Systemen kopieren. Und umgekehrt passiert das Ganze natürlich auch. Das Paradigma ist schon ein bisschen anders.
Okay. Also vielleicht abschließend noch irgendwelche Tipps, wir haben jetzt gerade irgendwie kurz vorher angesprochen, okay, so Virus, also ohne Virus ist jetzt bei Mac auch nicht unbedingt. Tipps, damit das ganze System schnell, gut und sicher rennt?
Das Einfachste ist auf jeden Fall, den Firewall einzuschalten, so wie bei jedem Betriebssystem. Und natürlich die Softwareaktualisierungen, die einem angeboten werden, automatisch auch wirklich zu machen und diesen sehr verlockenden Knopf, auf dem steht, jetzt nicht, den mal auszulassen und wirklich zu installieren. Das hilft sehr viel schon.
Stay up to date, stay safe. We're going to be talking with experts in Windows and Linux as the week goes on. Thank you very much, Pepe, for providing us with this information. Now, Hot Chip, something you probably don't want to have in your laptop, on your lap when you're wearing shorts. This is I Feel Better.